Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will
always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us. Give us a call or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, thankfully, some of the state received some much-needed moisture this week, but there's others still left in drought. We're going to go over the latest drought monitor. Mind you, this will be outdated as that rain will not be reflective until next week, but wanted to share with you this week's drought monitor so far. According to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero. However, I do want to remind you guys that is not really accurate. Hearing from Gary McManus on Monday at the Drought Commission meeting, he let everybody know that he's really been petitioning to get that 0% change to what it actually would be reflecting, which is D4 drought, but we have not been able to get them to change that just yet. Not to say there's not some exceptional drought in the state of Oklahoma. Of course, there is, but right now, extreme drought or worse conditions. But for right now, extreme drought or worse conditions in this week's drought monitor, they have increased 41.57%, up from last week's 33.74. Severe drought or worse also increasing to 67.70, up from 58.66 last week. Moderate drought or worse conditions have increased 83.54%. That's up from last week's 78.62. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions also increasing to 92.27%, up from 89.83%. Like I said, we did get some rain across portions of the state last night. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, nearly the whole state of Oklahoma, around a 40 to 50% chance of rain through November the 9th. Only the extreme tip of the panhandle leading about that 50 to 60% chance of rain through that November the 9th date. I'm hearing more showers and thunderstorms could be expected throughout the weekend and into Tuesday. Well, of course, we've known this for a while, but there is some trouble brewing for the winter wheat crop. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey tells us more. Well, there's some trouble brewing for the winter wheat crop. We know that here for sure. Let's check in with Gary Crawford and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Yes, for corn and soybean producers, the weather has been just about ideal for harvesting.
But what is of foremost concern at this point is what is happening to this winter wheat crop.
In some areas, very little is happening. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says planting progress has slowed down to a crawl. Latest numbers show only 80% of the crop having been planted. That's 4% below normal, 2% below a year ago.
That is clearly reflecting some of the delays related to producers unwilling to plant into dry conditions.
Rippey says much of the wheat that has been planted is not doing well. In short,
this is a crop that is troubled. Just 38% of the crop rated good to excellent, 23% very poor to poor.
Not the kind of numbers you want to see as that crop tries to get established. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers grow our communities in more ways than one. With every field planted and crop harvested, you're moving our communities another step closer to a more resilient future. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank, we believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.